It's Friday when we share your feedback to conversations heard on this program and to stories in the news. Lee Hill oversees the Public Insight Network here at Colorado Public Radio, and he's here with me now. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Andrea.
So what are listeners telling you this week?
Well, of course, we had plenty of coverage last week of Governor Hickenlooper's annual State of the State address. And one of the things he talked about was last year's wildfires and how 95% of Colorado is under severe or worse drought conditions.
And this is a controversial issue. Some say this is all due to climate change.
Some people do. And the day after the speech, we spoke with state lawmakers about what the governor said. Here's Republican House Minority Leader Mark Waller questioning what causes climate change.
The climate is changing, but the question comes down to who's responsible for it. I believe it's cyclical in nature.
Brian Miller of Pueblo took issue with that. He said host Ryan Warner didn't push Waller hard enough on that comment. He wrote, "The GOP's insistence on denying the science of climate change is threatening nothing less than the continued existence of our species and deserves much greater attention."
Well, Lee, who else wrote to us?
Sam Schrager of Denver wrote to us about a conversation we had with Reggie Bika. He's the executive director of the State Department of Human Services.
That's right. He talked to us about the state's plan to spend $18 million on mental health resources to prevent any more tragedies like the shooting in Aurora. Part of the plan would be to add beds for psychiatric patients and to create around-the-clock crisis centers.
So Schrager is a behavioral health professional who works with low-income patients. He's concerned about the wisdom of relying on these 24-hour crisis centers to prevent suicides.
I do feel like a lot of individuals are not going to be ready to just walk into one of these places or even call somebody they don't know and say, "Hey, I feel like hurting myself. I don't know what to do."
Schrager says non-crisis community health centers like his could also use more funding. He says they see a lot of people who may not yet be in crisis but still may need mental health attention. And if they're seen early, that could help prevent big problems later.
Lee, before we go, next week is a big week for CPR News and Colorado Matters. Why don't you talk about that?
That's right. Today we kicked off a series focusing on minorities and social progress in Colorado. It's called Losing Ground. And as we said earlier in the show, it looks at the growing gaps between whites and blacks and whites and Latinos when it comes to income, education, and home ownership.
Yes, and earlier we heard from Bert Hubbard of iNews, which is a nonprofit investigative news service. He told us, for example, that during the civil rights movement, blacks and Latinos earned a little more than 70% of what white families were earning. By 2010, that had dropped to just over 50% for Latinos and a little more than 60% for African-American families. We'll delve into this more next week, and we'll profile some of the people behind these numbers.
And Andrew, we've been asking people in the community to react to all of this data and tell us what it means for their lives. Here's Elma Hairston of Denver, who leads Colorado Black Women for Political Action.
We want the same things for our children that white America wants for their children. A decent education, a home.
You can learn more about the series and you can get in on the conversation through our Public Insight Network. Look for Losing Ground on our website at CPR.org.
And next Friday, we'll share your thoughts on the series, which airs all next week on Colorado Matters. Thanks for being here, Lee.
My pleasure.
Lee Hill is the Public Insight Editor for Colorado Public Radio, and as he said, you can join the conversation about the series Losing Ground at CPR.org.